Survivors of Pakistan's worst ever floods, which forced at least 10 million people from their homes, are desperate for money to rebuild their houses. Failure to rehabilitate flood victims nearly 2 months after the disaster has the potential of triggering instability in a country which is fighting a full-blown Islamist insurgency. Authorities have promised to pay 100,000 Pakistani rupees in compensation to each displaced family. But the need for the cash-strapped government to raise much of the billions of dollars for reconstruction will put the nation under strain for years. We spoke to the regional coordinator for Caritas Asia, Father Bonnie Mendez, who has recently come back from a visit to the flood-ravaged country.
Even now, children are suffering from dysentery, from malaria, from eye diseases, sores, and some of them will die. It's a fact. And there's not much we can do. When you're talking about millions of people affected and even doctors reaching to people. I remember one child hospital, BBC, had an interview and they asked that doctor, she says, well, what can I do? There are no doctors, no nurses, no beds, no space, no medicines. She says, look, I have 4 and 5 children in one bed and where else can I take? And yet another truckload of patients are coming. Where do I take the children? Where do I put them? How do I treat them? The next load of medicines is still coming. So the challenge was tremendous. And I think people don't realize that everything was needed. And even now we're getting into the rehab phase. It's going to be very, very difficult. How do we build houses for so many millions? It is, the amount of money needed is incredibly big.